Well, that was obviously the sound of Joy Division, and sitting in the office taking a, honestly, a break from the session, to be perfectly honest, they haven't even started yet, but he's waiting to go over and start, is Peter Hook, originally of Joy Division, but now a member of the band New Order. First, is it New Order, or A New Order, or The New Order?
New Order.
Just New Order, it's two words, yeah. Right. Well, obviously, New Order's a slightly different band from Joy Division. It's Gillian, isn't it, the young lady who plays...
Keyboards and guitar.
She plays keyboards and guitar. What sort of different sound musically is this going to make for the band?
Well, I don't really know. Something we'll have to wait and see as to what happens.
When you say you've got to wait and see, I mean, you must have done a bit of playing together. You've not just met today for this John Peel session.
Oh, no. But there's nothing out of the ordinary that I've noticed, apart from a kind of natural thing. So
you're saying, then, that the group... musically, it's still in a state of development. It's still
Well, we're always have been in a state of development. Anyway.
Yeah, but Joy Division did have some sort of distinctive sound.
Yeah, but I still think it was developing.
But this hasn't started from where Joy Division left off, then, has it?
Well, I don't really know about that. I mean, I'd never thought of it that way. Okay. I still feel that I'm developing, so I don't... Yeah. Just because Joy Division finished hasn't stopped me developing. Or made me develop in a different way.
I noticed when I went over to the studio, which is aching to get back to and start actually playing, you seemed a bit cagey about wanting to give an interview at all.
Well, in a way. Bad experience.
Do you mean you think you've been misquoted, or you feel that the music should speak for itself?
Well, yeah. However corny it sounds, it should do. I don't really think that anything I could say had put anything onto my music, so...
There's no point denying the influence of Joy Division in the sense that added the John Peel Festive 50 that the listeners voted for over Christmas. 7 out of the 50, I don't think any other band's ever achieved that, were Joy Division tracks. Do you think, really, that Joy Division was obviously successful but a bad influence? Because you get so many pseudo-Joy Divisions and so many what they think as gloomy, doomy bands that just don't sound obviously as good as Joy Division and are bringing the music down.
Well, I'm not really interested in that type of thing anyway. I mean, if bands want to be influenced, then that's their problem. I've never been, well, I like to think that I've never been influenced consciously myself, so I find it all a bit, the influence thing, a bit silly in a way. I don't think it's very personally satisfying to be influenced by somebody.
It's not personally satisfying, but you say that this... Quite correctly, you're saying that this isn't your responsibility. They can do as they like if they don't learn from it.
Whatever, if it helps them. If it makes them feel good, then that's fine by me.
A lot of fans, when New Order start playing big venues, presumably you're going to start playing.
Not really. I've always been against big venues. I find them a bit cold. I'd much rather play a small, clubby type thing.
Well, okay, when you start making public appearances, you know that a lot of fans are going to expect to hear Joy Division material.
Well, not really. I'd like to think that fans who come to see us aren't expecting it.
So you really think that the band, as it stands, is going to be a New Order?
Oh, yeah, well, they are. There's no way they could change that anyway. It is a New Order, whatever.